Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. Yesterday, I decided to take a personality test. Now, I don't know why I took the personality test. I think I was just, trying to look for a couple little more nuggets of information about myself. And it was online, and it was free, and it took like 10 minutes, so I figured, well, let me do this and see if I can gain a little more insight into myself. So I take this test, and I don't know if you've taken one of these before where it gives you like a statement, and then you have to either agree or disagree with the statement. But there are varying degrees of agreement. So there's like a neutral answer, and then there's the like somewhat agree, strongly agree, and then you can disagree by those degrees as well. To me, those questions and answers are a little confusing because I tend to really overthink things. For example, there's a really simple statement you have to respond to. It says something like, I enjoy spending time with people. And it might take me 3 minutes to answer that because I think I need clarification. Well, which people? And what are we doing when we spend this time together? Because if I'm spending time with people I really enjoy, doing something I really enjoy, I'm gonna strongly agree with that. But if I have to be with people I don't enjoy, doing something I don't enjoy, I'm gonna strongly disagree with that. So I find myself not knowing how to answer the questions because I feel like the questions are a little too vague, a little too broad. So for me, what do? I pick the middle. Well, then this other thing happens, which is there are other questions that are very similar that come down the pike. For example, it energizes me to spend time with people. Again, well, what people and what are we doing? There are some people who just suck the energy right out of me. There are other people who I feel like really lift me and build me up and encourage me, and after I spend time with them, I'm like on cloud nine and I feel like Superman, right? But not every circumstance is the same. So again, I'm not sure how to answer that question. What I found myself doing was trying to give the right answer. And I don't mean the right answer for me. I mean the right answer. Trying to diagnose these questions and figure out what they're really asking and then give the right answer, which is not, I don't think that's what the quiz is all about. Honestly, if the quiz is gonna measure something, I feel like it's how crazy I am. Because that's what ended up happening. I became totally neurotic answering these questions, trying to figure out what the quiz was actually doing, if that makes any sense. I felt like there were some ulterior motives behind these questions, and if I could figure out what each question was actually getting at, then I could figure out how to answer that in a way I thought was appropriate for me. Which again, I'm not really sure that's the point of the quiz. I think you're supposed to just read the statement and agree or disagree, and that's it. So I finished taking this quiz and I feel like I flunked, even though I'm not sure there's really a pass fail on there, but I felt like I did terribly. But I start to read my results and gives me a little insight into me. This quiz will tell you things like, are you more of a teacher or more of a learner, a student? Are you more of a leader or a follower? Do you enjoy being with people or are you more of a loner? Are you the kind of person who likes to work in a group? Or do you prefer to work on projects alone? Be in control, be in charge, take responsibility for success or failure on your own, those kinds of things. I'm not really sure any of that was necessarily a mystery to me. And again, for someone who's a little nuts like I am, that all changes day to day. There are some people I would love to work with in a group. There are other people I have no interest in that. There are some people I could spend hours a day hanging out with. There are other people Yeah, it's just not going to be something I want to do, you know? That's just the way it is. So I take this personality test and I realize it's very limited in what it can tell me about me. And quite honestly, why did I take the test in the first place? Because even though I've been living with myself for 41 years, there's still a lot about me I don't know. There's still stuff that's a mystery, even to me. It's funny how we can spend so much time being ourselves and still know so little about ourselves. There are people we will interact with, and sometimes we will be those people who just are not self-aware at all. Other people need to bring to our attention our little idiosyncrasies or our big faults that tend to trip us up over and over again. Other people sometimes have much better insight into who and how we are than we do, because, you know, we're looking at ourselves through this filter, and that filter has a goal of making us look maybe a little better than we are, because we don't necessarily want to admit how imperfect we are sometimes, or maybe we don't ever want to admit that. We can take all of these scientific personality quizzes we want, and they will show us only so much. We can ask all of our friends and family, all the people who we feel like know us the best. We can ask them, how am I? I think I'm this way. Is that right? What's your perception? But you know what? We might get a bunch of different answers, because even those people are going to be limited in what they see in us and what they can know of us. But there is someone who knows it all. There is someone who gets to the heart, to the very depths of who we are. There is someone who can show us ourselves. There is someone who not only can show us that, but can change that, can fix all of those faults, can fix those imperfections, can teach us how to be different, and more importantly, how to be better. And that's God. That's our Father in heaven. You know, if you want to get to know yourself, get to know Him. Forget about the personality quiz. Forget about interviewing everyone who knows you or who's ever known you. Just forget about all that. If you really want to know who and how you are, if you really want to get to the bottom of things within yourself, seek God. It's really incredible that every motive is exposed to Him. Every moving piece of ourselves, every decision we make, He knows why. He knows what's at the root of that. You know, these quizzes we take are just so surface, so superficial. They don't get to the heart of the matter. We live with this thing called sin that you really can't measure with a piece of paper. You just can't. This thing is a driving force behind so much of what we do and think and say, and we really can't take a good, honest look at ourselves without factoring that into the picture, because that's the problem. That's why Jesus had to come here to save us, to change us, to fix things, because of sin. When we think about getting to know ourselves better, really the only way to do that is to let God in and let Him show us what's inside of us. Let Him expose those things. You want to know why? Because someone who knows me really well might be very comfortable telling me, this is an area you need to work on, or this is an area where I see you're kind of weak and you're really failing there. But I'm not really sure that I trust that person's opinion not to be skewed or influenced by something like them trying to spare my feelings, or perhaps them trying to put me in my place. That opinion really can be affected by other things and come out the way it's not supposed to. Or maybe their statement is really trying to influence or affect me in a certain way, as opposed to just laying the truth out there. But God's got no ulterior motives. God's just honest, loving, caring. He encourages us when that's necessary. He rebukes us when that's necessary. But it's always done lovingly, justly, and perfectly. And God's not looking at us through a filter. I guarantee you, people in my life who I've crossed in the past will think very lowly of me. But someone like my mom is not going to see in me any of the things those people have seen in me. Everybody's got a filter. Everybody's got a skewed view for one reason or another. But God sees squarely. He sees the truth. He sees honestly. We can't sway him. We can't influence him. We can't make him frame things in a way that's just a little more favorable for us, a little nicer or a little gentler. No, with God, you get it the way it is. And that's really how we need to see and hear things. I don't think it's possible to really change and transform and grow if we never know truly the things that need to be changed, the areas where we need to grow, the things we need to work on. And that's where this all comes into play. We've got to seek God for revelation about who we are. We have to be open to His Spirit revealing those things in us so that we can get somewhere, so that we can progress. If we look at ourselves through those tainted glasses and we say, I'm kind of good here and I'm good there, and I'm not so bad at that. I'm better than this guy at least. So I think I'm fine there. You know what? We start painting a picture of ourselves that is totally inaccurate. And that picture may convince us that maybe we don't have that much work to do, when in fact we do. What we need is for God to show us exactly who and how we are. But first we have to be humble enough to want to go there. Because it can be a really, really tough place. It can be a tough place to get to. Because there's always the chance that we've built ourselves up to be these great, awesome people that maybe we're not. And that moment of clarity through the Spirit, when God shows us exactly what needs to be fixed, what needs to change, I mean, that could really knock us down a couple notches. And we've got, you know, certain responses we can have to that. We can be angry, we can be bitter, we can be disappointed or self-deprecating, or we can just thank God for showing us the honest truth and seek Him for the manner in which we are to change these things. You know, we just celebrated thankfulness. We just spent, you know, at least a day thinking about how much we appreciate everything that we have. Maybe God wants us also to appreciate who we are. But in order to do that, we gotta let Him, let us know who we are. Reveal that to us. And ask Him, how can I be better? How do you want me to be better? It's really just all about living in His will and being what He wants. And no matter where we are right now, we can get there. If we're open to Him showing us, if we're open to Him doing the work in us, and if we're humble enough to say, yeah, there's a lot to be done here, but the work is worth it. So we'll jump right in. This week's Songspiration is a song by For King and Country called God Only Knows. And there's a line in there that says, God only knows the real you. And every time I've listened to that song, I've thought about that line. And I've asked myself, do I know the real me? Do I want to know the real me? Am I ready for God to show? I mean, I've been saved for 15 years and He's definitely shown me a lot of myself. But I feel like there's a lot more in there. I feel like it's up to me to open that door, to go deeper, to ask Him to take me there. But the question is always whether I really want that. And I think God wants us to want that. Part of our transformation, it's part of this sanctification process. And we know the goal is to make that complete. Father, we thank you, God, that you are able to see into the very deepest parts of us, that you can go into our hearts and reveal everything. Not only reveal everything, Father, but you can change what needs to be changed, fix what needs to be fixed, mend what is broken. Father, you can do all things. We ask you, God, you give us the desire and the humility to let you expose us to ourselves. Show us who and how we really are, and show us what we can do, God, to transform more, to be more like you, to be sanctified more daily. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul.